jari manisnya. Siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku, dia sudah ku punya.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Belum. Voice of Indonesia listener, today I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri di Awan convey the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri di Awan. Happy listen.
Di Voice of Indonesia.
Saja kau boleh juga tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
You are still tuning in to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Besides enjoying our program, make sure you also send us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or you can mention us or send a direct message to Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, VOI_official. Or simply reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Just like our listener from Faisalabad, Pakistan, the loyal Kalab Abbas. Good morning, brother, sister here. Hope you'll be fine. Thank you so much. We are fine here. When you will be on air, read my greetings, regards. Well, to Kalab Abbas, we are on air live on Indonesia Today for 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7, on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App channel VOI. Then we also have our listener all the way from Pori in southwest Finland. We have Mr. Tuominen. He said sorry for not sending the audio greeting for the World Radio Day. Well, that's okay, that's understandable. Hope you can join us in another event. Well, listener, make sure, like what I said before, keep sending us feedback or telling us any story about you, or you want to request some songs, Indonesian songs that you may know, or maybe later we can post some Indonesian songs to be voted. Stay tuned for more interesting information and programs all about Indonesia. But for now, what about enjoying a song by Indonesian young bright talent, started enjoying fame since becoming a runner-up in an Indonesian noted singing contest back in 2020. We have Piara Andini with Kupu Kupu or Butterfly.
Jantungku terpompa setiap kita berjumpa. Selamat Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuning in on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, though February 14, the day of love, they say, has passed, but you can still find the perfect blend of romance and adventure on the island of gods and goddesses, Bali. Dreamy cliffside vows, sunset strolls, and candlelit dinners under the stars. Romance is in the air. Catch Bali's most romantic escapes at the South Asia's largest travel show 2025 in New Delhi, February 19 to the 21st, and visit the wonderful Indonesia Pavilion to explore why it's the ultimate destination for weddings, honeymoons, and unforgettable love stories. So, the world agrees Bali is pure romance, ranked among Virtuoso's 2025 Lux Report's top 5 honeymoon destination, and ranked 7 on the Traveler's Most Romantic Places in the World for 2025. Bali is indeed where love truly shines. Indonesia brings together 46 industry leaders to showcase Bali's world-class romantic escapes at South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange 2025. And from dreamy wedding venues to luxurious stays, explore innovation shaping the future of romance and luxury travel. Bali's breathtaking beauty and wonderful Indonesia's presence at the event highlight a shared commitment to world-class travel experiences. From serene escapes to luxury stays, Bali continues to captivate with its unmatched charm, culture, and elegance.
Manis tuturmu buatku Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When Met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulo Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolo Bolo is Hill on the Clouds, on the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Natarajan is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed stores, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSB for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and hot springs. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Topeng kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran
kelana mas itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His mission was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't stay the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja,
well,
ya.
Other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fami is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not a direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazab, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya.
Ya, kita ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve this. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other math dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Alpan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan math dance, he has to develop Palimanan math dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the math dance is not easy. Fani Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance for math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus suami latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the math dance, Fani also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fani, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, there are lots of regional heads election disputes cases in Indonesia that have been processed by the Constitutional Court. To know the details about it, Head of Public Relations and Protocol Bureau of the Indonesian Constitutional Court, Pan Muhammad Faiz, has his response.
The Constitutional Court has received 310 cases and it has been going examined, and we have decided 270 cases so far. So it's remaining 40 cases, and even the judge still examined several cases.
Well, listener, if you want to know much more details about the information, you can visit our YouTube channel, VOI Official, on a special dialogue of VOI Talk on election dispute, justice or reform.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak terasa malam kini sore. edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalls that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy! Newsline, first the headline. Indonesia seeks to attract more Indian tourists. Danantara becomes Indonesia's new breath and economic strength. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism is promoting Indonesian tourism at the South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange 2025 in an effort to attract more Indian tourists. Deputy for Marketing at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Nima De Ayu Martini, said in an official statement from the ministry in Jakarta on Wednesday. In the tourism exchange held from February 19 to the 21st, 2025, at the India International Convention and Expo Center in New Delhi, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism brought together Indonesian tourism actors with Indian tourism business actors so they could conduct tourism business transactions. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is optimistic Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara Investment Management Agency will become Indonesia's new breath and economic strength. It is known that Danantara will later manage budget savings from ministries and institutions and dividends from state-owned enterprises. The president said Danantara was formed to optimize state-owned enterprises management. Danantara itself is planned to be launched on February 24, 2025. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.